don't just sit around, let him bug you. Are you hearing me? I said, don't just sit around and let him bug you. Hallelujah. But you renew your mind. You fill your heart with this word. And this word will instruct you in life and cause you to live and to achieve and accomplish all that God has for you and put the enemy on the run. Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Spirit, to your nose it, and your mind is renewed with it. The Holy Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. The Spirit bears himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If Satan had known this, if Satan had known this, he never would have crucified the Lord. Glory to God. I said, Satan had known this. He, 1 Corinthians 2:6 through 8. Howbeit we speak the wisdom of God among them that are perfect. Howbeit we speak the wisdom of God among them that are perfect. That word perfect means mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that comes to nothing. Come to what? Nothing. But we speak what? The wisdom of God in a mystery. Secret. Mystery to him. Hallelujah. Even the hidden wisdom, he can't know it. Hallelujah. Hidden from him. He can't know it. Hallelujah. Which God ordained before the world, before you got here, unto our glory. Before you got here, it was already ordained you operate this way. It was already ordained you have this kind of a wisdom. It was already ordained that you would be this kind of a person of wisdom and wise like this. Very intelligent and anointed and powerful. It was already ordained. And they didn't know it. But if he had known it, look what verse 8 said. None of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have what? Crucified the Lord of glory. If he had known that a man, glory, ha, ha, ha. If Satan had known that this would happen, he would not have crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. He took him for just another man. Are y'all listening to me? I said he was so dumb and unlearned about what God was doing, he took him as just another man. He didn't know that he had a man that had divine in him. He was not just another common man. He had the divine life of God on the inside of him. Hallelujah. He thought he was just another man that he could defeat and take your life from him whenever he wanted to. He tried it for 3.5 years unsuccessfully, but when the door opened, he went through it. He jumped over in a hook, line, and sinker. And God said, this is just where I want you to be. Hallelujah. So he took him as just another man, like the one that he had killed before. He didn't know that he would suffer a defeat like this. Woo! Hallelujah. He didn't know that he would get whipped like this. He didn't know that he'll be reduced to nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He never dreamed that a man would beat him like that. A man put a whipping on him. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't hear me. Let me change that. Y'all got to hear this. He never dreamed that a man, because he had had his way with mankind for 400 years, 4,000 years, he had done what he wanted to do. He got Cain to kill Abel. He continued on down the line. Hallelujah. He had the people to kill the prophets. He continued down the line. But when he got to Jesus, he thought he could do him just like he did the rest of them. But he didn't know that this one came out of the Godhead. Y'all ain't, come on, talk to me. I said he didn't know that he came out knowing that he was going to finish what God sent him to do. And oh, he accomplished for you and me the victory that we needed so desperately. He accomplished that and gave us victory over death, hell, and the grave, over all the works of evil, over all the enemy tries to do, over all of his plan, over all of his scheme, over all of his plots, over all of his lies. He gave us the victory. Satan is defeated, never to rise again to victory. Satan has lost, and he wants the church in this hour to know that you have been given authority on this earth, not when you get to heaven, but on this earth to rule and reign in life because of the blood, because of the word, because of the finished work of Jesus, because of what he's done. He has given you authority. So the scripture said Christ has redeemed us from the curse. I am redeemed. I've been delivered. I am free. Exercise your rights. Exercise your privilege. Take your stand on the word of God and don't be moved. Stand there. So if trouble come, stand there. Trouble come, stand there. Trouble persists, stand there. Trouble says not going away, stand there. With your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with what? The preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that we have what? The victory. The victory. The victory. It's ours. When? Now? Today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Can we say amen? Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.